Hey everybody, this is Pam at the Paper Outpost. Are you ready for something simple? Something simple? Something simple on this Friday? Not easy to say, but a lot of fun to do. So let's take a look at this very simple journal card. This is actually made from old book pages, the front and the back, and I did a little fabric collage. And the fabric collage is going to segue into Saturday's video on how to do a fabric cover collaged journal cover, which some of you have been asking for, so we are going to do that. And here is a little fabric collage journal card that it would be fun to add to any happy mail or tuck into a junk journal pocket or clip onto a page or tuck into a tuck. It's funny how a tuck is a noun and a verb. Have you ever noticed that in junk journal language? It's kind of funny. But anyway, some easy tips and tricks on how to make fun little projects that are dandy to add little extra writing places to your junk journals. So let's do this. Okay. So what I used was I still have all the mush here. So here's my mush. Yeah, this is what I was working with. And what I did was I had a piece of, I guess this was some type of cover to something, and I cut it into three pieces. So I have this here. And what I did was I took a book page, a very thin, fragile book page that is not that maybe usable on its own because it's so thin, but when you mount it to something, it can become very usable, and that is a kind of a fun thing. So you can also do bookmarks. I mean, you just elongate a journal card and voila, you have a bookmark. So you can design these any way you like. So I have a pile of junk, or just interesting book pages of all different types here, just some that are kind of fun, and I thought maybe in this mishmash of beautiful pages we could find something to make a cover. This would be kind of cool. This would be kind of cool too. I like that because it has a nice text block, solid, lots of writing all over it. Oh, here's even more solid, and this one is uniquely a different language page, so that even makes it more interesting to me. And you could do any kinds of papers will work with this. You could use white pages. Index pages are really wonderful for this type of thing because they have a particular pattern that goes throughout, so you're looking more for the visual as opposed to the content. But if you have nice content, that only adds to it. Like, let's say all of a sudden you're using an index page from a bird book or a botany book or a science book or something like that, which might add another layer of interest for the recipient. Here's something interesting. Whoops, hello. My glue page came sliding in.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So yeah, you can use so many different things. Take a look around, see what you've got. And here's another nice thin page that would make a nice one. So, okay, we have three contenders that I see at the moment. Boy, I've got really strong eyeglasses on. I can see like I have to hold it up like an inch from my face and then I can see it. We may have to not wear those. They're a little too strong. Let me take plan B's. Here we go. Okay, all right, that's better. Now I can see a few feet away. All right, so what I did is I just grabbed a page. Maybe this is, if anybody wants to know, this one happens to be basically 3 by 5.5, but they can be any size you like. There's no rhyme or reason to this. But if you're going to do it, you want to have something that's going to wrap around so the text is only what you see if you want the complete text look. See, whoop, there you have the very close up and personal complete text look. Yes. Okay. All right. So if you want that, you can, and if you don't have enough of that, you can also layer and you can do a little collage on the front if you wanted to too. But maybe we'll show you that because, you know, I think you could figure out how to do one, but let's do two just to see what that would be like. All right. Well, we're just going hog wild here. We're just going hog wild on this lovely Friday. Let me just put some Scotch Create glue stick. This is my favorite glue stick. Not sponsored, just like the glue. But there, then we're just gonna put that down and let's see, I may do a little, oh no, you know what I need to do? I need to make this a little smaller first because my text doesn't go all the way. So now I have the joy of a gluey page I'm working on. That's great, right? All right, let's see. Am I there yet? Am I there yet? Hello? I think I am just about there. Let me take off one little extra sliver so I know I'm there. Okay, now I am there. I am there, she says. She thinks she's there. Okay, we shall see. We shall see if you're there, Missy. Okay. I know I have enough to go across the top, the bottom, and the side. So we are good there. We are covered. We are covered. Let's just make sure we have enough glue here. And then I'm just going to combine with this other color. Kind of interesting. Maybe I'm going to put some of that down here too. Yeah. There we go. I'm sorry. Let me give you a better view here. And we're going to do that. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and maybe trim this up a bit. And I still have stuff stuck to my scissors. That's what happens when you work with glue. You get stuff stuck to your scissors. It doesn't take much. Maybe need a half an inch all the way around would be plenty. This is very thin paper. It's just book page, and it's older book page, so some of it can be very thin. That brown caramel colored one is very thin. Yeah, there we go. Okay, so now what do we want to do? We want to put, we're going to do a little hospital corners here. And we're going to tack her down. It's a very easy little process. You just fold in the corner, 90 degree angle. Fold in the corner, 90 degree angle. It doesn't even matter if it's exactly 90 degree or not. It'll work. And then this guy. Okay. And then you can come along with glue stick, but be careful if your pages are very delicate. You may want to use art glitter glue or some wet white glue or a different glue where you don't drag the glue stick. You know what I mean? And that might tear your paper. So here, you're just going to do a little extra gluing. Let's get our glue on. All right, fold. Be prepared to get gluey fingers. It happens. It happens. But that's half the fun. Yep. All right, we got that. And we got that. And then we got that. Okay, there we go. So even just gluing two pieces of paper together to get the text all the way around the edges kind of gives a cool effect, doesn't it? I think that's rocking. I don't know. I love it already. I'm very excited. Okay, so I'm going to take some walnut stain, which is just a dark brown distress ink. I'm going to come here and ink up the edges just to give it a little more of that vintage antique sort of look. Kind of fun. And I'm going to do something. Let me go around the edges so it shows on the back, but I'm going to cover the back with something. What I'm going to look for is a blank book page. You know, sometimes the beginnings of books have a couple blank pages, and often those pages they're very pretty. They're nice material. They have a nice feel to them, and they make excellent things to put in here. Now, let's say you find this, you have this great piece, but it's just not quite big enough to cover all the little areas that need to be covered. Well, what you can do is you can come in with something that can cover the whole area behind, and then you can just layer this on top. That could be done. It could be done. Let's see if we can do something like that. Let me just figure this on out here. We're just going to go look for another piece of paper that will cover the needs. Okay. Almost, almost. Okay, I know I have some, I know I have these that are right here. They're so obvious, so I'm just like looking for something a little different. Maybe this one. It's going to have some text that's going to go in there. Okay, so now let me show you the little tear technique, which can make your life so much easier. Oh, how am I going to know it's going to fit, Pam? I don't know if it's going to fit. Okay, so you kind of, you see where the edge of your text is? Well, you want to put that where you think you need it to be, close enough to the edge. Make sure that it's lined up. And we're going to look at the top. We need to north. Yep, north a little bit. Okay. So now we know we're there. So then you take, where's the ruler? Here's the ruler. Put the sharp side down. Give yourself a tear. Now we have that exposed. Okay, so that's good. Don't move it. All right, now come around here. Put it where you want it to lay. See, it's about a quarter of an inch. The ruler is about a quarter of an inch in from the edge. Now I'm just going to look to see if I got about a quarter of an inch all the way down. And if I do, I'm going to confidently tear. Here I go, confidently tearing. Now this is going to magically fit perfectly. So remember, you're never stuck with size. You can always layer up and fill in little gaps. Peeking, checking for equal amount. There we go. Turning, holding everything in place, not having to use our scissors, not having to measure. Awesome. Okay, there we go. And it gives you a nice little torn edge if you like that sort of thing. Now we can comfortably take back this. And if you want, if you're all fancy pants, you can come in with your walnut stain and ink the edges, or another color if you're really brave. And we take our hats off to you, those of you who use other colors other than brown. And we're very impressed. We're very impressed. And but there's something about the vintage dark brown that just, I don't know, it just brings it home for this aesthetic, would you say? Okay, so we can put that down there, and now we have that. And you could just leave it as that if you like that. I mean, that looks cool in its own self. Now we're going to glue the bejeebers out of this. Glue, 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 glue to the edges, off the, all the way to the edges. Very easily done. And then we place this down. Okay, so we have that. There, that's nice already, okay? It's cool the way it is, but we're not done yet. Oh, no, we're not, because we wanted to put this down because we wanted some writing space. So let's put that there. Now this, figures, is not straight, so let's put it here. Like, I like this line and this line, so that means this line is not straight. I don't know if I can tear that. Let's see. It's like a, well, let's try. Oh, no, that didn't go very well. Okay, that's okay, though, because now I know where it has to go, and I think I can line up those two edges. And let me go to here, maybe. Okay, we have that. So we're just going to have to come in here and cut this. There's just no other way through this. Okay. Maybe if you have, I have one of those slidey things. You think I can find it? No, it's way over there. It's way over there. I have to get up. We don't want that. No. All right, so now I'm getting inky marks on it, which I think adds to the aesthetic. more brown, please. More brown. And you can even come here and put a pretty cut around this, which would look really cute. I should probably do that just for fun. We have time. We're just goofing around today. This is just fun playtime. So let me get a pretty pair of scissors. Okay, here we go. What's this? This is some kind of goofy El Cheapo, like, pretty edge. Let's try that. Let's just do it and see what it does for us. The nice thing about buying a tool is you buy the tool once, but you can use it many times and to make different things. When you buy pretty things, you only have pretty things and you can use them once. When you buy cool tools, you can get many uses out of the one thingy. Yeah. So a little more investment in the beginning, but you can get a lot of really cool things, like a very cool decal style edge there, which looks really neat. So we're amping up our game with this little special vocabulary card. No, this is a journal card, back to earth. Thank you. This is a vocabulary. No, can't do it. It's just one of those days. All right. We're just having fun today. Yeah. Okay. So here we go. I'm just going to, so we've done a little layering. Isn't that fun? That's just so fun. And okay, so now get our little glue mat down again and glue the bejeebers, yeah, all the way to the edges. Make sure you get your edges nicely done. A nice fat glue stick really comes in handy here. It's just so much faster when you're doing like a lot of stuff and you want to get moving. Okay, now pick the special place where it's going to be. Okay, and then maybe you're just perfectly okay with that. But I feel it calling for, like, I want to put something right there, and I think it's a sticker. So let me get a cute little sticker. And we'll split it right there. That's a really cute sticker, but it might be a little big. Okay, I've got some contenders. I have mushrooms. Might be a little on the large side. Don't know. Kind of cute, though. A little on the large side. He's a nice little moth. Yeah, he actually has possibilities. I kind of like him. He's innocent, unsuspecting. And then a little green butterfly. A little green for this scene. So we're going to go with unsuspecting moth. Yeah. Now we can sit here for 10 minutes, try to get this apart, and if we don't get it apart, we're just going to glue the whole thing down, because that's what we do. Yeah, we give it like the, what I call the 3-second rule. One, I'm going to try this way. One, two, I got it. Okay, I think I got it. Yep, there's something coming apart. Oh yeah, we see it. We're seeing light. Just hold your horses. So, you know, you think stickers are going to be so darn easy. And then you get them, and then you're doing this for 10 minutes. Okay, here, okay, I got it now. Now I got a corner curled up, so I gotta get it now. Okay. We may be diverting back to the mushrooms any second now. Yeah, it could happen. All right, There we go. Oh goodness. Now it's a mission. Now I gotta get it. I can't give up. Okay. Okay, I got it. I got it. I got it. Okay. It's all right. Everybody's, it's okay. She got them off. All right. Now I'm gonna put it on an angle. Angles are fun. There we go. Little moth action in the corner. Nothing wrong with that, right? Okay, so it's got some sass and it's very nice, but then we have this side, and this side lends all sorts of possibilities. You could do so many things, but the technique I will be demonstrating today is a very simple fabric collage. Taking a look at prototype again. Here's prototype. Crocheted lace with regular lace with a big sheet of lace and a torn bedsheet tie. Very simple. We'll do something similar. Let's see what we have here. Now, see what we, oh, I have, this is pretty. Yeah, see, now I have this bar down the center. You see that? Maybe I'm going to bridge the bar with a piece of lace. Oh, isn't that nice? That is so nice, isn't it? So let's go ahead and put our glue down first. Let me try that. That might be easier. I was putting the glue on this before with the thumb technique and then putting it down, but there was so much glue oozing through, it kept sticking on my finger. So now I'm trying this technique. And I think this one is much better because there's no glue on this side. So everybody, that's the technique. Yes, write that down in the history books. That is the way to do it. Okay, so there we have that. That's going to hold well. And you can just do a little trimming on the bottom if you need to. And there we go. So we, oh, I like that just like that. I mean, do we really need to do more? Yes. Today, Pam, you need to do more because we're going all the way. All right. Well, then just let's do it. Grab your stuff. Hold on to your hat. Okay, I have this. This is nice. Let me just zoom out a little bit so you can see better. I have so much glue on my fingers. My Zoom doesn't even want to play today. Okay, there we go. Okay. Boop. Okay. Now, I think I want to do something across the top. This is kind of nice and lace, torn lace look, like almost like old bed sock stocking. I don't know. It's just kind of cool and I like it. Let's get the pinking shears. I think that might be good to... No, that's not a pinking shear. Let's get the... Sorry if the audio is weird. I don't have my mic plugged in. I'm using the phone mic because I'm having a little audio problem. So I'm waiting on a new phone and it's coming. It's just in the long wait. Did I mention that? It's in the long wait line. Yeah, so I'm at the back of the line and I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the phone. Yeah, they said, okay, there's like a million people ahead of you. Just stand back. Yeah, go to the back line. Okay, I'm back here waiting. All right, here we go. There. So that's what I think I would like to do as a topper for this guy. I think that's pretty easy too. I'm just going to come along and I'm going to glue it. I'm just going to glue it. You could sew it on, but today I am all about the gluing. So you don't need a sewing machine for this. You could just have fun gluing and you can still use fabrics and lace and life will be grand. Yeah. Okay, here we go. It's probably not the way I originally picked it, but it's still good. So there we have this. Isn't that pretty? That's very pretty, isn't it? Now you could even go more here as I did on the other one. So I better keep it similar. I'm going to put a little bow tie on the top. All right. So what do we have? We have little fabric strips over here. Plethoras of them. We have lots. So let me just pull out something. Here is something. Okay. So I almost want to even want to make a skinnier one than that. Let me see if I can cut this in half and tear it. This will be the ultimate test of testaroonies. Here we go. This is bedsheet, white cotton bedsheet, laundered. Okay, tearing. Oh yeah, see, this is what you want in life. You want fabric that does that. Now you have this lovely strip of this beautiful muslin that you can just do so many things with. Okay, so we did a bow tie. Is there anything else we can do? Let me see if I can do multi something. I'm gonna try this. Never done this before. This is new and happening before your eyes. I'm gonna try and make a half a flower out of this, and I'm going to, I don't know if I can do this. Maybe I can. It's working in my head. It just has to work in my hands. Okay. I have three petals. Whoop, I got to start over. Hold on. One, two. Now grab it and place it and hold. Don't let go. Grab it, place it, and hold. Let's try for four. Okay, grab it, place it. Oh, place is not going very well. Replace. Okay. Place. Okay. Now grab your stapler. Where's that? I have no idea where my stapler is. Disaster. Oh, yes, I do. I found it. It's okay. I got it. I'm going to try and staple it at the base. You can also sew it or hand stitch it. That would work. Okay, see if I can do it. Come on, get it all in there, Pam. This is a tiny, tiny, it's not Tiny Tim. It's a tiny, tiny attacher by Tim Holtz. Yeah, not Tiny Tim. Okay. I don't know. What can I say? Okay, so I think we have something that looks sort of flower-ish like. Let's put some little fairy feet on it because that's what we do, the little angle cut on the ribbon. Probably should have done the other way. It's okay. I'm going to spread them out. We're going to glue you on there, and then we're going to put a little center dot to give you a little focal point. Okay. This is just something different other than a bow. These little glue bobs. That's going to hold well. Okay. Put you in the center there. Wherever you want to be, you just be. Okay. Very good. I guess I could have stapled it right to the thing. I didn't think of that until now, but feel free to do that because that makes a lot more sense. But then I am going to put something. I want to put you in front. Or are you just like, no, they're too bumpy. We need like one of those flat back things. Hang on. Something out of this drawer. Yeah, this drawer. All right. Let me ferret around here for a second. I'm digging. Oh, this would be nice. A nice flatback pearl. That would be very nice. We'll do a small one. We'll cover the staple. Yeah. Probably put a little bit of extra glue on there just to be sure. You can use a glue stick or you can use Fabri-Fix. Both will work. And just pop that baby on there. It adds a little bit of a lump. You don't have to add something that has a bump, but just doesn't that set things off so nicely? It does, doesn't it? I know. And what else can you use that? Let's say you want to do a little step further. I know we're going all the way here. I'm going to make a word stamp and put a little word stamp on the bottom here just for fun. So let's tear a little more of this because this is high quality stuff, I'm telling you. You get some bed sheet going and you are good forever. One bed sheet. Do you know how many of these you'll get out of one bed sheet? Quite a few. So it's not a big investment, but great rewards. Plus, you can, if you get a white one, you can dye it different colors. You can add sparkle in it, in the dye. I mean, you can do all sorts of fun stuff. You can coffee dye them. Okay, I just want to maybe put a word that's too wide. All right, let's maybe cut it on an angle too. There. That's where I cut it straight. That's okay. I can pull it sideways. Oh, that's, I like that a lot. Okay, so let me find a word. A short word. Here's a short word. It doesn't even have to be a word. You know, it doesn't. But I found dream. So we'll go with dream because it's here. And I'm going to use black soot, distress ink. Okay. Here we go. We're recording, right? Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, this is easy. Okay, so I'm going to just do this over here. Okay, did it come out? Yeah. And see, it's kind of, I like it when it's not perfectly in the center and not perfectly stamped because that's my aesthetic. That's the way my stuff comes out. So I call it my aesthetic. But it's sometimes, you know, if you're not the expert stamper, it can work to your advantage if you like it, that style. So, okay, I'm just going to put that here. Now that is one darn pretty little journal card, don't you think? It doesn't take much. It's very easy to do. It uses up these beautiful thin book pages, some lace. We made a little flower at the top just for fun. Used some old lace and we did a little layer design in the back. Wasn't that fun? I mean, it's fun to go back to basics sometime because, you know, we need journal cards for our journals. And sometimes I call these... The starlight journal cards, you know, like there's like the clip-in sticks, which are basically you clip them out and you just stick it in and you call it a day. But then there's these ones that, I don't know, we've done a little extra fussing to and they're more stylized, more handmade-ish, and they're kind of cool. You know what I mean? People are not going to come across these every day in their life. So who knows what somebody will jot down here one day. Maybe it'll be the story of their life. Maybe it'll be their epitaph. Maybe it'll be their most favorite day. Maybe it'll be a poem or a quote or a song or their birthday or the day they met their husband or who knows? Who knows? It could be anything. Yeah, that's kind of something fun that you can do. And, you know, you could keep going. You could just totally keep going and do more things. But that is one idea. So I thought I would put that out there just for fun and just for playtime. And there you go, folks. I hope you had fun with that. Sunshine, do you have anything to add to the project today? I'm totally asleep, Mom. I'm totally asleep. Okay, let's say a little something. Say hello to everybody. Okay, I would like to say, this is a little public service announcement. I'm floating in from my little sleepy bed, and I would like to say hello, everybody. Hello, she's got me on Super Zoom. Not appreciating that. It's not my good side, Mom. Show the good side. Oh, yeah, that's the good side. See that? Oh, hi, Dad. Hi, Dad. Dad's a big distraction walking through right now. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Hi, Dad. Are you going for... Mom, he could be going for snacks. It's important you put me down right now. Okay, very well. Go see if he's going for snacks. Okay. Well, that's how it goes around here. Yes, snacks rule. Yeah, we are secondary to snacks, definitely. So I hope you had fun, and I hope the audio is working well, and I'm working on new equipment, so please hang in tight, because it is coming. It's all ordered. My videos come out Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 7 a.m. Eastern time. You will always find my long-form videos there, where I show tutorials, how-tos, demonstrations of different techniques that take a little bit longer to show. And then you may see some sprinkled in YouTube shorts where I may highlight one simple tip or a simple trick, or maybe I want to show you an old book that I came across, something like that that might be of interest. They'll be very short, usually 15 seconds to a minute, not very long, but just a little salt and pepper condiment for your junk journal pleasure throughout the week. And what else? Oh, I have a podcast. Come and listen to the podcast every Tuesday and Thursday. It's new material. It's related to junk journals and paper crafting and life of a crafter and answering crafty questions. I have a free monthly emailed newsletter. If you haven't signed up for that, make sure you do, because you're going to get a free digital image emailed to you every month, and you get to print, download, save it and print it out and download it and do all those fun things. Not necessarily in that order. I got that mixed up, and I do realize it. And you get a note from the bookmaker, a checklist of supplies, updates from me, junk journal tips, and you get to take a peek at the new and up-and-coming digital kits that come out. So, and they come out monthly. What else can I tell you? I have an Etsy shop where you're going to find digi kits. I have about 120 kits right now that you can print and download. And I have fundles, which are collections of 100 pieces of unique antique vintage specialty papers, hand-dyed papers, old book pages, all sorts of fun things that you can put into junk journals. They're very amazing. They have a lot of collectibles in them. And each one of them is going to be a little bit different, because a lot of them are one-of-a-kind items. What else can I tell you? The Amazon shop, I have my favorite tools and supplies. You can find me on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And all my links are down below in the drop-down description box below the video on the computer. And if you find value here, please like, subscribe, and share, and click the bell. And remember that fun can be simple, and create with reckless abandon. So go forth and create something today, everyone. Have some fun. Bye-bye.